This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Boy, the champagne has been popping over at HBO because Game of Thrones set a massive ratings record for its final season premiere. The show delivered 17.4 million viewers. That makes the season 8 premiere the biggest telecast in HBO's history and the most watched scripted entertainment program of the year. Game of Thrones has increased its audience size each season. Wow. Also at HBO, they've confirmed Westworld will return for its third season in 2020, along with the fourth season of Insecure and season 10 of Curb Your Enthusiasm. The channel's new comedy thriller called Run is also set to premiere in 2020. Still to be determined are Jordan Peele and J.J. Abrams' Lovecraft Country and Joss Whedon's The Nevers. But will we understand Westworld this time? Nicki Minaj made an appearance at Coachella in support of frequent collaborator Ariana Grande. Unfortunately, Minaj couldn't hear much of her two-song performance with Grande due to ongoing sound issues. It created an especially awkward scene for Minaj, who seemed to lose audio in both earpieces before hitting the stage for Side to Side and Bang Bang. Thank you. Next. Cardi B was also on stage at Coachella, and she brought Selena Gomez with her. Last year, the 26-year-old rapper was pregnant and twerking up a storm there, and this weekend, she returned to the stage for another show-stopping performance. Cardi surprised fans when she took the stage during DJ Snake's set at the music festival to perform Taki Taki, which was just a little bit tacky. Warner Brothers Shazam had a strong super second weekend, retaining its number one spot at the box office with an estimated $22 million. Meanwhile, Lionsgate's remake of Hellboy got scorched with just $12 million in its debut weekend. It cost about $50 million to produce, so if estimates hold, Hellboy's start could look ominous. Hellboy? Hella stinka! Beyoncé released a Netflix documentary chronicling her 2018 Coachella performance and a live album, much to the delight of her fans. And now they can celebrate her homecoming performance with some limited edition merch from the concert. Sweatshirts, mugs, and more, with prices ranging from $10 for wrapping paper to $115 for a hoodie. Beautiful. Kim and Kanye squeezed in a vacation before he brought his Sunday service show to Coachella. Kim took to her Instagram story to share pics and videos from their relaxing getaway. Never gets old, the 38-year-old reality star said in one video, showcasing the luxurious property she's staying at. The trip was filmed for Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Gee, what a surprise! An LA intersection will now be known as Nipsey Hussle Square. The city council voted to name the intersection of Crenshaw Boulevard and Slauson Avenue after the slain rapper. Hussle grew up in the neighborhood and opened his clothing store, The Marathon, on that intersection, hoping it would become a hub of community rebuilding. Unfortunately, it was the same place he was killed. Jennifer Hudson's ex wants a judge to force the singer to testify under oath about their issues as part of their nasty custody battle. David Otunga has been trying to get Hudson to sit for a deposition in their court battle. He filed a motion to compel her deposition and believes taking the deposition and grilling the singer will help him with his case. People, can't we just get along? Sam Asghari paid tribute to girlfriend Britney Spears as she seeks treatment at a mental health facility. The personal trainer, 25, shared a compilation video of sweet moments with the pop star, 37, via Instagram. Spears has been devastated about her father's ongoing health battle with a ruptured colon. Isn't that what happens to you after a big Sunday brunch? Kelly Marie Tran was brought to tears as she stepped onto the stage of a Star Wars celebration and was greeted with a standing ovation. The actress waved and smiled as fans cheered, clapped, and chanted her name at the event. Her ovation comes almost a year after she deleted her Instagram photos in June after enduring months of harassment and bullying online. Good for her. Also at the Star Wars event, there was lots of love for Jar Jar Binks too. Fans gave a massive standing ovation and chanted Ahmed Best's name as he took the stage to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. He contemplated suicide after receiving backlash from media and fans for his portrayal of Jar Jar in the prequel trilogy. Mean people! Bebe Rexha is opening up like never before. In a series of tweets, the 29-year-old singer revealed she suffers from bipolar disorder. Her tweets read, "For the longest time, I didn't understand why I felt lows that made me not want to leave my house or be around people, and why I felt highs that wouldn't let me sleep, wouldn't let me stop working or creating music." Wow, scary stuff. R. Kelly has a balance of minus $13 in his bank account. Yep, you heard me. A judge reportedly cleaned $154,000 out of accounts to reimburse Kelly's Chicago landlord for back rent after the property owner won a $173,000 settlement against him. Look at that. Now the diddler can't even afford a McDonald's kids meal. The trash bin. It's over for Dina Lohan and the online boyfriend she never met. Jesse Nadler confirmed that he and Lohan have split just days after he proposed to her over Facebook. Although Lohan initially said yes to getting married, Nadler told us she became moody and that their relationship went up and down after he popped the question. Yeah, but you never met. Idiots!
The news wrap-up.
Samsung's $2,000 folding phone is breaking for some users after 2 days. Pinterest has priced its IPO at $19, valuing the social media company at $10 billion. Netflix is in talks to purchase the Egyptian Theater in Hollywood, which would make it easier for them to showcase films it wants to put up for Academy Award consideration. Facebook is working on a voice assistant to rival Amazon Alexa and Apple Siri.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The Curse of La Llorona is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
BTS, Map of the Soul, Persona is the new number one album.
The number one app.
Of course, it's Minecraft.
The number one book.
Life Will Be the Death of Me from comedian Chelsea Handler is the number one nonfiction book.
South Korean boy band BTS is back on the scene. If you didn't know, the seven-member group co-writes and produces much of their music, and that has a lot to do with why they're so popular. Their songs often feature references to literature, paintings, and psychological concepts. In addition, there's an alternative universe storyline running through their music videos called the BTS Universe, or BU. Some of the recurring themes that appear in their albums include mental health, the troubles of school-age youth, loss, the journey towards loving oneself, and individualism. Not a one-hit wonder, BTS has broken the U.S. market, reaching the top of the U.S. charts and selling out arenas coast to coast. Here's BTS featuring Halsey with the song of the week, Boy With Love.
You want your time, listen.
BTS featuring Halsey with the song of the week, Boy With Love. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.